Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And he's joining us now to give us the inside access as to how much his family likes having him around. It's Kenny Albert. And Kenny, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. So you're usually, this time of year, you're on the road all the time usually, correct?
Pretty much during the Stanley Cup playoffs from early April until early June. I'm usually bouncing around between various cities, East Coast, West Coast, Canada, not home too often during this time period, during normal times. So on the other hand, today is consecutive day number 72 here at home. So,
but who's counting, Kenny?
Who's counting? But hopefully you guys are doing well and staying safe and your listening audience as well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. And hope you guys are doing well up there. I was telling everybody at the start of the show that your name came up today when I wasn't expecting it. I was on the Peloton this afternoon taking a class with Jen Sherman, and I'm hearing her shout out Kenny Albert. And I'm thinking, I wonder if that's my Kenny Albert, the Kenny Albert. So when I finally got off the bike, I sent Kenny a text. I'm like, dude, did you take a Peloton class with Jen Sherman yesterday? He's like, yeah, my wife's known Jen forever. And yeah, so it's always cool to bond that way. So if nothing else, you're still getting your cardio in, Kenny. So that's a good thing.
And a lot more than usual. You know, as you know, Jason,
yeah.
Life on the road when we're scrambling to catch flights and we're in hotels and running all over the place to cover various sporting events, you don't have that much time to exercise. So that's actually been one of the positives during this time. I've been doing two-a-days, a 45-minute to an hour walk, and then half hour to 45 minutes on the Peloton later in the day. You know, maybe not exactly the 4 days that Jimmy Johnson had in mind when he was coaching the Cowboys, but at least they're my own personal 2-a-days. But I appreciate you catching my name on there. You see, I'm stalking you. You can't go anywhere without hearing my name. But no, my wife and Jen have been friends for many, many years. Our kids are close friends, and she was one of the first, I think the first,
yeah,
instructors that Peloton hired about 5 or 6 years ago. So we immediately purchased the bike, and it's used by all of us, myself, my wife, and my daughters. And I have to admit, I was well behind on the as far as the number of lifetime rides up until this pandemic started, and I think I'm catching up to everybody just because I've been home every day.
Kenny Albert joining us. It's Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. A couple weeks ago, Kenny, I think it was a couple weeks ago, but the days blend, we talk about the things that unintentionally have been positives to come out of this, and I guess getting to spend more time with your family is a positive, or would they not say that?
They might not say that, but no, I would definitely list that as a positive, and the exercise, as I mentioned, if we are to take any positives out of being home all the time, I think in the early the first couple of weeks, I got a lot of cleaning and organizing done in the home office, threw out, you know, files and newspapers and magazines from 2002, for example. The stuff that piles up when we're on the road 150 nights a year and you just don't have time to go through. So I would say the first month was spent by doing a lot of that, the cleaning, the organizing around the house. And also, just like I'm sure you guys and many of the listeners, a lot more TV watching and movies, yes, and reading books. I mean, Jason, you're probably like me. We probably read the equivalent of 10 books a week during normal times with
right,
all the different articles and stuff on the internet, but don't often have the time to sit down and read an actual book. So that's been part of the repertoire as well, watching The Last Dance over the, yep, last five Sundays. So there certainly have been some positives to take out of it as well.
Kenny, have you sort of found time to ponder what sports media is like on the other side of this and what studio shows are like on the other side of this, what broadcasting games live or remotely looks like on the other side of this? I know at CBS we're making some contingencies for maybe having to do the NFL Today, maybe work, you know, from home. JB at his house, me, Nate, everybody else. I'm sure Fox is doing some of those things. And with you broadcasting so many sports for so many different entities, I'm guessing it could be maddening if you tried to stay on top of all of this.
Well, normally in October, in my life at least, that's the one of the craziest times when all of the sports collide. I've had instances the last few Octobers where in the span of 10 days, for example, I might work a game in four different sports, an NFL game on a Sunday, jeez, a baseball playoff game or two during the week, and then hockey game and a preseason NBA game. That's actually happened on a number of occasions. So whenever sports, the four major sports do come back, and I know we've had some NASCAR and golf and soccer already, but whenever the NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball do come back, we could have instances where for a couple of months they're all taking place simultaneously. You know, as far as the broadcast aspect of it, I'm actually amazed listening to sports radio. I live in New Jersey, so listening to some of the New York stations and watching some of the shows on TV, there actually has been a lot more to talk about for the hosts and you guys, I'm sure, than you might have expected when they stopped playing the games between, the speculation about what's going to happen when sports come back, the NFL draft, the WNBA held their draft, and now with some of the sports starting to come back, there's been a lot more to discuss than I would have thought. And I think it's great that so many past games, classic games, have been replayed on various networks and radio stations as well. But as far as what it might be like for us, you know, hopefully we'll all keep our fingers crossed that at some point in the near future, it's back to normal with fans in the stands and broadcasters at the stadium and the broadcast booth. But you know, I've heard some speculation, and I would think that at least at the start, we would be doing a lot of the broadcasts out of a studio, whether it's NHL playoffs, NBA. Not sure what's going to happen with football. I know with the NASCAR telecast on Fox last weekend, and this is how they're going to do it now for the next couple of weeks and the next month at least, the producer of the show and the announcers were in a studio in Charlotte. The director and obviously the cameramen and women were at the track in South Carolina. And then in Los Angeles, that's where some of the other technicians, the graphics folks, they worked out of a studio in Los Angeles. So it was sort of a three-pronged telecast, technically, where the announcers were in one place and some of the technical folks were out west. So I would think that all of the networks are working on their plans. We all read about the various possibilities regarding the different sports, and it seems to change each and every day. But hopefully, every day we're also one day closer to getting those sports back.
Kenny, how difficult would it be? Obviously, it's first world problems, but calling hockey and basketball strictly on a monitor.
It's definitely a challenge. It's harder to do than when you're in the actual stadium or arena. I've done it on occasion, not too often. I don't think I've done a live broadcast off a monitor, but on a number of occasions, early in my career, they would hold auditions. My initial Fox audition back in March or April of 94 was out in Los Angeles off a big monitor in their studio along with James Lofton, who has gone on to become a colleague of Jason at CBS, who worked at NBC, the Hall of Fame wide receiver. He was not initially hired by Fox that year, but we did our audition together off a monitor. I've also been the play-by-play announcer for other color analysts who were auditioning for various jobs, and we've done it off a monitor as well. It's challenging, for sure. You don't have the whole field or ice surface in front of you. You're only looking at what the cameras are focused on and the shot that the director chooses at that moment. You don't have the ambiance of the crowd noise. You might have some fake crowd noise piped in. And it might be harder to see, you know, the names and numbers too. So it's certainly doable, I think, for a short term, for a short period of time. But for a play-by-play announcer, you'd much rather be in the stadium or the arena during a live event.
Well, and Kenny, especially for NFL broadcast, the production meeting is so important. And I guess you could Zoom some things, but you can't watch practice in all likelihood on Zoom. And I know, especially for a lot of the analysts, that's when really they can, you know, start to make some observations that they can incorporate into their commentary when they see certain things happen in a game that triggers that. I mean, can you kind of just talk to people a little bit about that side of things? Because that's where I kind of felt like some information would be sacrificed, you know, that you end up buttressing your broadcast with.
Sure, it's a great point, Jason. I mean, could we do games where we don't hold those production meetings and go to practice? Sure. Would the average viewer notice anything different? Probably not. But we do go in on Fridays for an NFL broadcast, and we get to watch the home team practice. And then, and by we, it's myself, the color analyst, the sideline reporter, the producer, and the director. And we will then get to spend some time with coaches and players, probably 4 to 6 people total, the head coach, one or both coordinators, the quarterback, and maybe 2 other players. And we'll sit down for 10 or 15 minutes with each, sometimes longer. And then we'll do the same thing Saturday when the visiting team arrives in the city, and we'll go to their hotel and sit in the conference room and chat with them. And sometimes it's about X's and O's, but more often than not, it's when we get those personal stories and anecdotes. I mean, I think back, my favorite guy to hold these production meetings with by far was Brett Favre. He would sit there for an hour. I mean, he was obviously a superstar. And, you know, once in a while, other guys are looking at their watch. They might be meeting someone for dinner. They have to get home to their family. And you could tell that after 10 or 15 minutes, they're getting restless and want to get out of the room. That never happened with Brett Favre. I probably worked 25 of his games with Green Bay and then Minnesota and the Jets. And he would sit there as long as you wanted to. And a lot of it wasn't even about football. He was telling us stories about his hunting and fishing escapades, but just great stuff. So, you know, would you get those same stories and anecdotes over the phone or over Zoom? Probably not. Might we have to do it at least at the start? Possibly. Could we do the game without all that background information? Yes. You know, you would study the names and numbers and the statistics and the storylines and try to get your hands on every article written about both teams over the course of the week like we normally do, but you might not be able to add some of that extra stuff that you normally hear on the broadcast.
Kenny Albert, before we let you go, and this is a more complicated question for you than others that I've asked, because you call everything. And so I've asked people their level of confidence on their sport returning, so I guess I'll ask you your level of confidence on all sports returning because you're calling them all.
Well, I mean, I don't have much inside information. You know, you hear bits and pieces of things from different places, but a lot of it's just from what I read, and it's the same stuff you guys are seeing. There have been reports about the NHL holding this 24-team playoff starting somewhere in early July. So, you know, I'll remain on the optimistic side and certainly hope that that's the case. The NFL not only announced the regular season schedule, but the preseason schedule. So hopefully they'll have things in place for an on-time return if that's the case. But I think we're all at this point leaving it up to the doctors and the scientists who are in a much higher pay grade than the three of us, and let's hope that things get back to normal real soon.
Kenny Albert, always a pleasure talking to you, and watch yourself in those Peloton rooms because Lock and Four is coming for you.
I'll be listening for Jason's name for sure. But
yeah, don't hold your breath, buddy. I'm a lurker. I never take anything live anyway.
You know,
I'm always...
If you'd like a shout-out, I could probably arrange that too. But
well, please do that.
Thanks for Jason and Ken, as always. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, buddy.
Stay safe to the listeners as well. And hopefully the next time we chat, it's about real games that are taking place.
Absolutely. Amen, brother.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.